Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage by Nancy Landrum with Jim Landrum is a how-to book that delivers the specific skills that enable you to build and sustain a loving, lasting marriage. Nancy has her master's degree in psychology, but her real education about what it takes to have a marriage came from making the personal changes that enabled her and her husband to restore their love. She's taught these simple, practical principles in classes, books, and personal coaching for more than 25 years. Nancy Landrum, author of How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage, our guest on This Week in America. Nancy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's really a pleasure to be with you.
This is such an important book, receiving excellent reviews. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. Let's start with the basics. What was the inspiration, the motivation for you to write this book, How to Stay Married and Love It?
Well, it was the fact that when Jim and I got married, we had a small conflict that we couldn't seem to resolve. And so it grew and grew until we were fighting a lot of the time. We didn't like that. We wanted to get those in love feelings back, but we didn't seem to know how to do that. We couldn't resolve our conflict. We started looking for help and looked pretty diligently, but didn't find the help we needed until we connected with a coach that began to teach us some very basic, respectful ways of speaking and listening to each other. From the moment that we made the commitment to always use those skills because we liked the respect that we felt from each other as we used the skills she was teaching us, we never had another fight. Although it took us another couple of months to come up with a solution to our conflict that we could both live with, it was so life-changing for us that we, a few years later, decided that we wanted to teach other couples the skills that had helped us save our love or restore our love. And so we began teaching classes together. We taught together for over 11 years. And then the next step was Jim encouraged me to go back to school and get my master's degree, which I did. As soon as that was complete, I began working on the book that I dreamed of writing since I was a child. I knew even as a child that I was going to write books to help others to have more loving relationships. I didn't recognize then that it would take 50 years of pretty painful lessons before I'd have anything worth writing about.
Yes, and I guess that was all research for the book. You took all of those experiences that are so relatable, which is why the book is doing so well. People can relate to what you and Jim went through, and writing about it, you're helping so many people, and we'll talk about how you continue to do that today. You mentioned something there. This started with sort of a small disagreement you had. Is that how it normally starts? It's something small, you don't know how to resolve it, and suddenly it gets pretty much out of hand.
Well, I found that was true certainly in our relationship and in the couples I've been teaching and coaching for 25 years. That seems to be the problem. You know, we marry because we're in love and we want to stay in love. And that's our dream, is to stay in love. But sometimes conflicts become dominant because we don't know how to resolve them. And that's what usually brings couples to look for me and to enroll in my coaching program, is because they have conflicts they want to resolve, but they don't know how.
Our guest on the program is Nancy Landrum. That's L-A-N-D-R-U-M. The book is How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Nancy's website, a lot of great information there, is nancylandrum.com. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book was first published in 2002. Talk about relevance. Is it still as relevant today as it was when you wrote the book?
That's a great question, Rick. I appreciate you asking that, because it was copyrighted quite a long time ago. But the issues that are resolved, or that the skills that are taught in the book, will be relevant as long as there are relationships that have conflict. It's what I would call it in the publishing world, it's called an evergreen book, one that just remains relevant even years after it's published.
And the book, as I say, is available wherever books are sold. Is there an audio copy? People now like to like pop it in the car or even at home, put it on and put the headsets on and listen to it, escape it and listen that way. Is there an audio copy you've got?
There is an audio copy to the How to Stay Married book. I'm very grateful that I was able to get that produced. And in fact, I'm in the process of creating audio versions of all my books.
And you've written so many that have been so helpful to people, and we'll talk about those before we conclude the conversation. All of this information on Nancy's website, nancylandrum.com, and we'll have all that, of course, on our website. You talk about four corner pieces to the puzzle, sort of the cornerstone, so to speak, of what you're teaching here. Why are there only four corner pieces to the puzzle, and why are they so important?
Well, they're like the foundation posts to a building, you know, the four corner foundation areas to a building are the four most important places. The sequel to How to Stay Married and Love It is called How to Stay Married and Love It Even More, and it adds the other six pieces to the puzzle to fill it in. But those four are understanding and respecting each other's point of view. Learning good communication skills, speaking and listening with respect, how to manage strong emotions like anger and fear or hurt in a way that is non-attacking, doesn't attack your partner and helps you process your emotions in a way that's healthy for you and healthy for the relationship. And the fourth corner piece of a marriage is commitment. To be fully committed to doing whatever it takes to make this relationship work. Those four are the four that are covered in the How to Stay Married book.
Let's talk about the corner number one, the point of view, the perspective. How important is that? And do you find that so many of us go into, we've got a disagreement, but we're only seeing it from our side, and we can't understand why our spouse doesn't see our side of the picture? Talk about, obviously, that's very important to have perspective.
That's one of the first skills that Jim and I learned that began to transform how we viewed each other. We had each other stuck in these right-wrong positions. I'm right, you're wrong, of course. And he thought he was right and I was wrong, which just drove us further and further apart. But when we were taught or given the perspective that we each have our own perspectives based on our history, our family history, their past experiences, and that both perspectives are right. There is no wrong perspective. That gave us a whole new openness to hearing each other's point of view and being more empathic toward each other's point of view. It's one of the first skills that I teach the couples that I coach as well.
Nancy Landrum, our guest on the program. Her book is How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. A lot of great information at Nancy's website, nancylandrum.com. Let's talk about communication and just a few tricks to this communication process. I would assume a large part of that is not only communicating verbally, but listening is part of that process too, isn't it?
Listening is, you know, listening with the desire to understand the other's point of view is so key, and it's such a transformational skill. You can't communicate without respectful ways of speaking, communicating, and also without empathic ways of listening. It takes those two, like joining hands, in order for good communication to take place. Learning to speak or deliver the message in a way that was non-attacking was so key to Jim and I restoring our relationship. We had, the more frustrated we were with our inability to resolve our conflict, the worse our communication methods became. And I was guilty of sarcastic put downs and, eventually, I ended up yelling. I hated myself. I didn't like the way I was acting. I just was so frustrated and didn't know how to how to communicate in a way that Jim could hear me. And I frankly, for a while, just thought he was really dumb for not understanding what I was saying. But as we learned these skills, I realized the way I was delivering the message was making it almost impossible for Jim to hear me. It was attacking, and he would react defensively. And of course, he had his favorite finger-pointing you messages that I reacted very defensively to. So we were just a combination of negative reactions toward each other without any real communication taking place.
And that really was a burden, obviously, on the marriage. But once you realized what it took to break away from those, the marriage changed. You mentioned after a short while, you never had a disagreement after that. I want to come back for communication for just a second. Is it better when you're thinking of something not to immediately say it? But maybe, you know, on the computer, we have the luxury of rereading it before we hit send, because sometimes the message isn't quite what we intended it to be. Before we say something, when we're in a moment of conflict like that, is it best to sort of cool down for a second, think it through before you just blurt it out?
Well, that's such a wise comment to make, Rick. Once I learned how to deliver the message using more respectful language, for the first few months, until that became a habit, I would have to run through a mental checklist in my mind before anything came out of my mouth. What words am I using? How is it going to sound to Jim? What's my tone of voice? How loud am I going to deliver the message? And am I delivering the message in a way that will be easiest for Jim to hear and understand? And I literally would run through this checklist in my head whenever I had anything to say to Jim that was about our particular hot issue, very, very carefully, until the more respectful ways of communicating finally became my new habit.
The book is How to Save Marriage, How to Stay Married and Love Married and Love It, How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage by Nancy Landrum, written with Jim Landrum. Talk about that relationship and how that developed and the relationship, how much you did write with Jim.
Repeat the last part of that question, please.
Yeah, talk about in writing with Jim. How much were you able to write with him?
I basically wrote the book. Jim edited it. And whenever I was speaking for him, I would repeat what I had heard him say in the classes that we taught together. And then he would double check it to make sure it was authentically his voice and his opinion. But he was a great editor. In fact, there was a section in the How to Stay Married and Love It Even More book about taking codependency out of a marriage relationship. And the first time I showed him the couple of chapters that had to do with that topic, he said, "I don't understand it. You know, it doesn't make sense to me." And I literally sat down on the floor with paper copies of those chapters and cut them all apart and pieced them together differently, brought them back to Jim. And as he read the second or third version of those chapters, he said, "Okay, now I understand it." So I really valued him as a great editor, and I was very careful that anything in the book that represented him, he okayed. He said, yes, that's my voice. It works for me.
Now, do you still do anything with Jim?
I wish I could. Jim passed away in 2005, and there isn't a day that goes by that I don't miss him personally. I miss his cheerleader role that he played with me. I would never have gone, I'm not sure I would have gone back to school for my master's degree if it hadn't been for his encouragement. He loved my writing. He just seemed to believe I could do whatever I wanted to. And I still feel his encouragement, but he isn't physically with me anymore.
Well, that legacy lives on, and you are able to do so much with your work. And I want to talk in a second about the coaching practice. But I'll give you the information. If you just joined us on the program, Nancy Landrum is our guest. How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage is the book. NancyLandrum.com is our website. If you go to the website, you'll get information not only on the books, but the coaching practice as well. Nancy, talk a little bit about the coaching practice. Where are you located and how can people take advantage of it?
Well, I'm located in Southern California in Riverside County, the town of Murrieta. But through the magic of the internet, I've coached couples as far away as Canada or Australia or Texas. I've got a couple I'm coaching now in Illinois. So my coaching practice isn't limited to my physical location.
You know, isn't it interesting with the internet? We wouldn't be able to do a video interview with you a few years ago. We'd have to hire a crew in Southern California to go to your home, and it would cost thousands of dollars. We wouldn't be able to do it. Now we can do this, and you can still do this, do your coaching by the means of using the internet, Zoom and Skype and that. You'll get all the information at Nancy's website. What drives you to continue working? You've, in reading the reviews, you've touched so many people, you and Jim, over the years, but you're continuing out there working on new books, working daily to help people restore their marriages and finding the proper course for the marriage and loving it. What drives you to continue to do this?
We were in so much pain in our own marriage, and we loved each other and hated the pain we were causing each other. And when we finally got the skills that enabled us to restore the love in our marriage and to stop the fighting, the passion of both of our lives became teaching others the skills that we'd been searching for help for over a year before we found someone that gave us the practical how-to skills that we were looking for. So we wanted to pass it on. We began teaching classes in our home, in churches. We were special speakers. We spoke several times at a step family support group. So after Jim passed, I wasn't really sure that I would continue teaching or coaching without him. I still think we were better together than I am by myself. But I discovered there really wasn't anything else that I felt passionate about doing with my life. Our children were grown. They were doing well on their own. Fortunately, they've chosen wonderful partners and have each of them at different times has thanked us for the work we did to heal our own marriage. It's affected them. So I began, first of all, working for a nonprofit after Jim died that was charged with teaching relationship skills or marriage skills to couples all over California. I worked with them for about 2.5 years, developing content and teaching classes and training teachers, and then wanted to get back to my own writing and my own coaching. So that's where the extra books began to be written and my personal coaching practice began to be developed.
Nancy Landrum, our guest on the program, her website, nancylandrum.com, all the information on her career, what she's doing now, the books on her website, books also, of course, available at amazon.com, all the usual places. The other books are How to Stay Married and Love It Even More. That was a follow-up to the book that we're talking about today. Love Potions for Healthy Relationships, a series, Season the Pot, Communication Elixirs, Savory Safeguards, and Pungent Boundaries. Also a book, Stepping Together, Building a Strong Step Family and Your Inner Child, A Path to Healing and Freedom. I went through those quickly, but they're all available at Nancy's website. And again, you're receiving excellent reviews. Time has gone by so quickly. What's maybe one or two messages you would like people to remember after listening to our conversation today?
I'd love for them to remember that as much as you value being in love, love isn't enough to make a marriage work long term. Statistically, and research proves that's how couples manage conflict that determine the long range outcome of their marriage. So learning, and it's skill-based, you know, it isn't just accidental that you meet someone that you happen to click with and you're able to make it work forever. We certainly loved each other, and but it wasn't until we learned how to communicate in a respectful way and how to manage our conflict that we were confident that we could make our marriage last and as long as we both lived.
One of the topics you talk about is anger and how to use it productively. Just very briefly, we don't have that much time, but that's so important because we all find ourselves getting angry and then thinking that's a negative, but it can be something that we can do, use constructively. Give us a tip on how to turn the anger around so it is something that's productive.
Anger, like any emotion, the emotions are neither good or bad. They're just neutral. It's what we do with them, what action we take as a result of them that could be judged as good or bad. Anger is a tip. It's a clue that something in us is being triggered that needs attention. But when we vent anger in a destructive way or in an attacking way toward another person or toward valuable property, or you know, you've seen people on the freeway that are driving very recklessly, and perhaps they are driving that way, venting their anger by driving badly. Those are all dangerous ways of venting anger. So Jim and I learned to take a time out when I could feel myself approaching that line in our relationship that began to move from respectful to disrespectful. And when I was about to cross over that line into disrespect, I would call a timeout on myself and say, "Hey, I need 30 minutes to calm down." And I'd go write my angry feelings in my journal, or I'd go take a walk, or I'd pull weeds for 30 minutes until the anger calmed down to the point where I could re-engage in a discussion with Jim and do it respectfully. Respect is the medium that grows love. And if you're not treating each other with respect, then the feelings of being in love will diminish and can eventually be extinguished. So learning to treat each other respectfully and handling your anger in a way that is respectful to yourself as well as respectful to the relationship is a key skill.
All of this is in Nancy's book, How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage by Nancy Landrum with Jim Landrum. Book available in audio form, as we just talked about. All of Nancy's books available. You'll find them at Amazon. If you Google Landrum, is Landrum. Her website, where everything is there, including the coaching practice, is nancylandrum.com. All the information, if you're traveling and can't remember all that, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nancy, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success. The quarter of a century that you've been helping people, that sounds like a lot of years. Let me say 25 years. It doesn't quite sound as long as a quarter of a century. I shouldn't have done that. That sounded daunting as I mentioned it. Helping so many people put their marriages back together. You know the elation of that because you went through that with Jim. Thank you so much for being with us, sharing on the program. Hopefully we can do this again.
I hope so, Rick. Thank you so much for your time.
It has been our pleasure. Nancy Landrum, How to Stay Married and Love It, Solving the Puzzle of a Soulmate Marriage. Book available wherever books are sold. You'll find more at Nancy's website, nancylandrum.com. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.